Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 87 of Off the Field Podcast. Can you tell that we just got back from Europe, Chartreuse and I? She's back in the house. I like to include guests that were with me on trips when we do these episodes. You enjoyed Europe, yes?
I did. Yeah. Apologies if my voice is weird. Did get sick after traveling, but it was a blast. Worth the cold, for sure.
Yeah, as you can tell, we're dressed for the occasion. I'm in my lederhosen. She's in her drindle. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we definitely got sick. A majority of us. I'm feeling it. I think we pretty much have the same symptoms.
Probably.
Yeah. Congested ears and cough. That's like my main thing. Mm-hmm. Your voice is much better than what it was when we landed.
Oh, yeah. If it was right when we landed, oh my gosh, you wouldn't even be able to hear me through the mic.
Were you talking like a mouse? Were you like,
I was like, hi. How are you?
Can I get a caramel?
No, literally.
It was literally that. He was like, excuse me? I'm like, I'm trying my best.
Me and her were the worst combo because of her voice and the congestion in my ears made it hard to hear. Yeah. So the amount of times I had to turn to her and be like, what?
I was just like, I give up. I couldn't.
So we're going to have a lot to talk about from that big Europe trip, obviously. So before we start yapping on and on and on about that, I want to talk about sports a little bit. College football had some pretty big news this past weekend. Vanderbilt versus Alabama. Vandy, huge upset as they beat Alabama, who is ranked. And they stormed the field, their fans. Did anybody see this before I continue on? Do you know where I'm going?
Didn't they get fined?
They did get fined. Yeah. The school got fined. But they took down the goalpost.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
But this next thing I've never seen. They carried it 3 miles.
I can't even walk 3 miles with nothing in my hands.
It was mob mentality. Oh, it was a huge crowd carrying a goalpost 3 miles.
Jeez.
And they threw it into a river.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's the way to do it, honestly.
Yeah.
I was so bummed. I thought you were going to say they just dropped it. No.
No.
Yeah, it landed
in. There's
somewhere.
Videos of them making progress. Getting farther and farther.
Just from different people's POVs. Yes. Like a camera here, and then right.
Yeah. Awesome. That is one of the most crazy things I've ever seen, with the storming of the field, tearing down the goalpost, to carry it 3 miles and throw it into a river. That's impressive.
Super impressive.
I'm not going to lie. And MLB playoffs is fully in swing as well. As we film this, every single series is 1-1. Ooh. There's no 2-0s. And I think the one that has our attention the most, obviously, because we're all California local, is Padres and Dodgers.
It's a bloodbath down there in San Diego right
it
now.
It really does feel like a bloodbath.
How was game one? I mean, everybody, if you are subscribed to his channel like you guys should be, you would see that he uploaded that he was there at game one.
Yes, and I basically passed out trying to make that video, so.
Oh, dude, what would have you thought? Get my man some Robitussin.
We're hanging on. All my medical drugs.
Oh, yeah.
They're over there.
Yeah. I see a nice little Vicks. I see a Listerine.
There's some Afrin. There's some Sudafed.
Is that a Magnum?
What?
It's a nose spray.
Yeah. But, yeah, game one was a madhouse, definitely. Dodgers controlled most of that. Saw Ohtani's first playoff homer.
You got to admit, though, even though you hate seeing him in those colors,
yep,
that thing was beautiful, though.
I was happy that I got to see it. Yeah, I mean, that was the reason I wanted to go, to say that I saw it, say I was there for his first game. But game two definitely had more of the storylines. Mm-hmm. If you guys watched it, you know most of what I'm talking about. But if you're not caught up, let's talk a little bit about that. So it started with Profar robbing Mookie Betts of a home run. And nobody knew if he caught it or not.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, literally in like the little web of his glove. And the fan, it literally was like, oh, shit, you caught that? Okay. All right. And he's all jumping up and down. Like, I'd be hyped, too. Yeah. I saw some of our Dodger friends. They were like, nah, how are you going to act like that? Blah, blah, blah. It's the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You made a sick catch against one of your, and I don't care, because there's still some people out there that will not admit this, your biggest rivals, Dodgers and Padres, are a rivalry.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
Yeah. I still can't believe half the people, and these are people you watch on Dodger films, still will not admit the Padres are a rival. This is as of yesterday to where they were saying this.
I have not been keeping up with any of the inner drama between you friends and that rivalry going.
I don't even entertain them, because I know if I say something, they're just going to get even more mad and they're going to make more nonsense. And It's not worth my time.
It's not worth anybody's time.
And plus, we have a podcast to air out our opinions. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. That was a crazy catch. Well-deserved to taunt as much as you want, if you ask me. So, yeah, Mookie even thought he homered. Mookie literally was doing his, like, and he was like, oh, not a homer?
Awkward.
Awkward. And then, I don't know, have you seen how this game started?
I did not. Ugh. Oh, well, didn't Machado get hit on the play by Freddie?
Mookie homered to start the game. Yep. And this time it went off of Profar's tip.
Oh, shit.
He almost did it again. Same spot. It would have been insane. But, yeah, that was just to start game two and just causes all the rest of that game to fall into a hurricane of madness. Profar later in the game takes a baseball, goes to the fan that would have caught it if Profar didn't, and he hands it to him with a smile. He says, here, have a ball. And the fan takes it and hucks it back onto the field.
Wow. That's the video I've seen. Yes. I've definitely seen that, and Profar's just looking back at him like, what the?
Yeah.
I guess.
And most of those people you watch at Dodger films are like, nah, you're yelling at our fans, blah, blah, blah. Did you see the part where he handed him a baseball nicely with a smile before it turned into madness? Because that fan chucked it, and he didn't chuck anywhere near him, I'll admit it. But then that caused more fans. Another one chucked it, this one like a few feet from Profar. Then another one, and another one. Then you go to right field. People are throwing beers at Tatis.
Oh,
and
shit.
My favorite part is they're just like, not doing a damn thing, and the Dodger fans are the ones being immature, irresponsible, and Tatis is literally just like, I'm just gonna smile. I'm just gonna smile, and you guys are gonna lose your freaking heads because you can't accept that you're down right now. And they were showing it. They were losing it. And then it just allowed the Padres to keep taunting and taunting and taunting. And I love that. And currently, as we're filming, Padres are up 6-5.
In the bottom of the six.
Yeah. Hopefully they hold that. Yep. And the last big topic from game two, the Manny Machado throw. Did you see this?
Yes.
Did you see it?
I don't think so.
So they were warming up. And, you know, when you're done warming up, you throw the warm-up ball back to the dugout. Manny Machado plays third. The third base dugout is the Dodgers. So, you know, you're going to throw it over there. And the ball boy picks it up. You carry on. He did it. And it was right at the Dodgers manager in the dugout, and people were like, oh, he aimed it at him. It was unsettling. That's what the Dodgers manager said to see. And I love it because Javi was going off on how that was like the most disgusting thing he's ever seen, posted it on his account, and all the comments were how soft the Dodgers are. And I'm
like, agreed. Yeah,
I saw a bunch of comments and loads of posts from people's like sides and opinions.
Yeah.
I'm kind of on the same boat. It doesn't look like he did it like completely intentional. I mean, granted, he did it with force that probably was not needed by a third baseman like him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just kind of
he threw it on like three hops.
Yeah, it was three hops, and then it went off the fence? Or did it go into the dugout?
It hit off the fence. It went boom, boom. And Dave Robertson didn't even notice until Teoscar Hernandez got on the top step and was like, yo, what the hell?
I saw that immediately after where he's like,
yeah.
He's just signing.
And then they sent the video to MLB and want him suspended for a game or two.
Wow.
Bunch of babies, if you're asking me.
What I love, too, is that the game that, if he does get suspended, would be in the next year.
I feel like they could suspend him one playoff game.
I thought suspensions work within the next year.
I don't know. Actually, I think you're right.
Have you ever seen a suspension go into the postseason or get
affected? I think you're right. I think it would be like to start the next season.
Because I remember when people get penalized or suspended in that sense,
you'd
be, what, like a week out towards the beginning of the year?
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think it's to start the next season. Yeah. And to follow all that, Manny Machado brings the Padres to a team meeting in the middle of the dugout, and they go on to hit like three more homers after that.
Heck yeah.
It was a slaughter in game two.
Oh, that being said, shame on Tatis. I know he's probably listening to this. He didn't homer when you were there.
Oh, that's just normal. At this point, I go to game one, he doesn't homer. Game two, he hits two homers.
That
game three,
crazy.
Have you been watching game three?
Yeah.
I just got here, brother.
He homered today.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
And Gabe's there right now. Gabe's actually at Petco Park.
He loves Gabe. Gabe has seen many of his homers. Me? Zero.
I've even seen one.
You've seen one?
I think you have. I remember she posted a story, and I was like, watch, he homered when she goes there.
Yeah, you're right.
And I look at the box score, and I'm like, of course he did.
Yeah.
This guy will homer for everyone except for Austin Kleschka.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's just got a problem with Austin Kleschka for some reason. But yeah, to me, Dodger fans, it showed how immature and irresponsible you are when you're getting your ass kicked. Doesn't mean you get to throw things at the players because you're mad at them. And it really shows and represents your whole fan base. Okay? That's what everyone sees on social media.
She's looking horrible, man. It's not fighting. It's not helping the fight of trying to beat the allegations of, oh, we're not that bad of a fan base. We're not that toxic. You guys are pretty
and
toxic.
It was crazy because that huge game we all went to when it was Angels-Yankees, those Yankee fans were pretty brutal. And at that time, I was like, you know what? Yankee fans are above Dodger fans now. After this, I think Dodger fans have gone Yankee fans. So it's just going to be a battle between those two forever. I don't have to deal with the Yankees as much, so I think that's why I need to just keep the Dodgers up there. They're never switching again. I really hope the Padres and the Power of Friendship can get this job done. Okay, there we go. We got one out to start the seventh. Love that. Anyways, we've talked about our sports, and I want to just get one final bracket call from all of us before it gets to the final stage on who we think the World Series is going to be and who we think it's going to win it. All right. I'm just going to go Guardians and Padres, and I'm going to say Padres because of how hot they are right now.
Padres in how much?
Padres in five.
Five? I was going to say I see six on that.
Okay.
Mm. I'm going to go with the classic, the repeat, Yankees-Mets.
Oh, Subway Series.
For some reason, I really want to see a Subway Series.
Okay, a repeat of 2000.
Now that, though, for sure, the Mets would probably take them seven games.
Yeah,
I think the momentum that they're building up is pretty hot, just like they were in 2015. Because when they turn it on, they could turn it on.
I was going to say, if it's a World Series of who's hot right now, it'd be, well, actually, no, that's not possible. An NLCS of who's hot right now, Mets and Padres.
Oh, that, dude, that's going to be a great
game.
That
was
going to
be my choice, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you can pick one of them to represent the NL.
I know. shoot. I mean, I'm going to go Padres. Okay. I like them a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Yankees.
Okay.
Yeah, because our friends Emily and Christian, who we might talk about later.
Oh, yes.
I'll go for them.
We will definitely talk about them and start talking about our Europe trip.
Now, even though I couldn't be there, I did have some German chocolate cake in memory of you guys.
Oh, thank you.
I
will
so
say
much.
That. And I got to say, along with right now, you guys were stunting all over Europe.
Thank you.
You guys were fitted out.
A lot of people told me I look natural in Lederhosen.
Well, you got the build.
I think I should just wear this every day, to be honest.
Yeah.
So correct me if I'm wrong. It's not wench, right? Is that the term?
What?
Isn't that like
her outfit?
Yeah, isn't like a wench?
No.
Isn't that a thing?
No.
I'm a drindle. I have more.
Yeah, it's a drindle.
Drindle.
isn't wench like old term for like whore?
Oh, is it? I don't even know. I went to a restaurant.
What the ladies holding the beers were called.
I went to a restaurant. They were like, oh, ask the wench for like a beer or
maybe
a drink. Okay. Maybe that's just a code word for a server. Never mind.
I don't know, but I got to say, drindles make all girls look amazing. Huh?
Thank you so much, yeah. Austin.
They all look beautiful, man. Now tell
every single one.
Tell the people who went from the immediate softball crew if they don't know already.
Well, it was me, Chartreuse, Jasmine, and Art. Mm-hmm. We all went up to the airport together. Jasmine and airports are a nightmare.
Why, bro?
Yeah.
Every single time I hear something with Jasmine in an airport, it's always something.
Look.
Don't tell me she forgot her passport. Like something scandalous.
Not forget it.
Oh, my.
Not forget it.
Bro, she used a screenshot. She used a screenshot, didn't she?
Well, no, she did forget her passport.
No.
No, at one point she forgot.
At one point it went missing.
Yeah, she didn't forget it at home.
Yeah, it was with her. She went through two flights.
We were fine. Although, well, actually, before we even get to that, let's start with LA.
Okay.
And this guy that delayed our flight 30 minutes. I wanted to sock this guy. You talked about it with me a little bit because I posted it on my story. This guy was three rows in front of me. Yeah. And we're doing our lap to get to the straightaway to take off and zoom into the sky. And he's like, I got to go. And then he's going to the restroom. And luckily, there's an attendee right there. And he's like, dude, we're about to take off. Just sit down. And so he goes back. And we're right there on the straightaway. And he's like, no, I can't hold it. And he just goes. And he had to go. He was the window seat. So the middle and aisle seat had to let him out.
Oh, my God.
So he goes. And that caused us. We couldn't go. We had to take another lap, which took 30 more minutes.
30 minutes for a lap?
We already had an hour and a half connection to, like, with the other one.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, nah.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens. We make it to Atlanta, our first stop. Mm-hmm. I've never seen so many people go, boom, like, out of their seats.
Yeah.
Because of connecting flights. Ours wasn't the worst compared to most people on that plane. Yeah.
Was your guys' gate, like, relatively close?
No, it wasn't. There was another lady who she said, she was like, I have, like, 8 minutes to make my flight.
Yeah.
Eight.
Yeah.
Well, I know if you do tell, and that's for the fans too, if you do let the attendants know, they will let you up early.
Yeah.
No, that then again, you have to have a connection that's like,
dude, it was our whole flight.
Yeah. Ooh, that's crazy.
As soon as I saw that many people bolt up, I was like, okay, we got more time than these people.
Yeah.
So you guys went from LAX, where'd you guys connect?
To Atlanta.
Atlanta. That is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Atlanta is like the busiest airport known to man.
And then Atlanta to Paris.
Oh.
And then Paris is where everything started to happen.
Yep.
Paris.
Yeah. So we made it all the way to customs. No problem. I scan my boarding pass. Cheyenne scans her boarding pass. Art scans his boarding pass. And we're doing our loops, right? I make the first loop and I'm like, I see Cheyenne and Art. Where's Jasmine? She's still at the scanning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh no. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, my boarding pass isn't here. And I'm like, okay, well, there's a kiosk literally right next to it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, go to that kiosk and get the boarding pass. For some reason, it wouldn't work at that kiosk.
Yeah.
Like always.
And she had to go all the way back to where we were and do it up there. And I was just, I just was like, do one man goes down or the whole ship goes down? I was like 50-50. And I waited. Cheyenne waited. I was so torn. And as soon as I saw Art do this, I was like, we're going. I was like, your face just spoke 1,000 words. And so,
Bo told a novel without saying shit.
No, he did.
Oh, my
God. He did.
Keep in mind, guys, it's kind of hard to piss off Art. Art's just like a cheery guy.
It's true.
And then Cheyenne went with her.
I didn't go with her. I just like waited outside.
So you were waiting with her though.
Yeah. I waited until she got back, and then I was like, oh my gosh, it's cutting it way too close. Like it was getting like to a point where it was like 20 minutes before takeoff.
And I'm messaging her, telling her customs is bad.
Yeah.
20 minutes before takeoff. Keep in mind they close the doors either 10 or 15 minutes before.
Yeah, exactly. So we're freaking out. I decide to like start going towards like the security where they're like check your bags again.
Yeah.
And as soon as I go through, I see Jasmine behind me, and I'm like, oh, thank the Lord. Things are looking up. She's right behind me. We go through security together. We get to the customs line. Customs line's long as heck. She's like, they're like, okay, get your passports ready. I look down. Jasmine looks up. She says, Cheyenne, I don't know where my passport is. I just had it, and it's not here. She looked through it twice. I was like, girl, what? And so she's like, just get on the plane without me. Just leave. Just go.
You know where it was? Back where she went to go get the boarding
pass. No, it wasn't. It wasn't what? There.
Where was it?
She went all the way back to the boarding pass area because that's where she thought it might be.
Okay, this is what I was led to believe.
Yeah, no, it wasn't there. So she comes back and she's just like, are you sure it's not in the security line? Ends up being in one of the damn bins where we were checking our
where you drop your stuff.
My God.
It was there the whole time. And she like realized after and was like, maybe like 5 minutes too late to our plane.
And I'm telling her the whole time too, because I felt nervous with Art.
Yeah.
And I grabbed an employee and I said, hey, we board in 20 minutes. Can we please cut everybody?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah. And he let us up. Yeah. We still ran to our gate. She ended up running to the gate.
Yeah.
We see her and we're like, they made it. Yeah. And as she gets closer, we're like, we're still missing one.
Yep. And like, I kept messaging her. I was like, girl, It's getting delayed. I think you have time. Like, please don't give up. But I think at that point, she was just...
Yeah.
It was down for the count.
There was one girl where we were like, oh, Jasmine! It wasn't Jasmine.
Yeah.
And then there was another one, which I knew wasn't Jasmine, but Art was like, Jasmine? And I looked immediately, I was like, that is not Jasmine. She didn't make it. And
she did not.
We were all sitting next to each other on the plane, and Art goes, you know, out there right now, they're on the loud speaker going, Jasmine Reyes.
Yeah. And after she told us that literally on the loudspeaker, because we dropped off her wallet with
agent. We had her wallet.
So we had to drop it off with a ticket agent. And as she's like running over to the gate where like we're already on the plane, we're already pretty much taken off. They're like, Jasmine, Jasmine Reyes, Wallet. This is like her. This is how she always tells the story.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing ever.
In their French accent.
Yeah.
Love it.
And she's like at the gate as they're saying it. So she's like,
that's me.
Yeah. Like, can you shut up? Like, so we made it.
Yep.
She did get a flight that landed 3 hours after us.
Yep.
So not that bad.
At least she was there, bro.
Not too bad.
She didn't miss much, if we're being honest. She only missed our welcome dinner, which was only lasagna and bread.
Very quick dinner, so meh.
Yeah. She didn't really miss anything.
She missed shots at the Irish pub, though.
How dare you say lasagna.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Lasagna is delicious.
It was good, but like in the grand scheme of what she missed...
Not that much. Like,
she really didn't miss much.
Mm-hmm. No. If they hit her with, we can get you a flight like in 2 days, that'd be horrible.
That would have been terrible, yes. Mm-hmm. Especially because this trip, we were bang, 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 moving to place to place to place.
Yep.
And we landed, had our dinner, and then we went to go check out the canals. Mm-hmm. Me, Cheyenne, and Art, and our friend Tyler.
Yep. Yeah.
And then we did that, ran into another part of our travel group. These big international trips, we always go with this travel group called EF Ultimate Break. You meet a ton of cool people. And then we mixed our groups and had shots and beers at an Irish pub bar in Italy.
How big was the group on this trip?
38 people.
For some reason, I was expecting 50. 38's a lot, though.
For reference, my Japan one was 19.
Yeah, so, it's double the size, almost double.
Yeah. And it was 38 in our group, and then like 42 in another group at the same exact time, but we just traveled separately.
Same company, just separate like parties or separate.
They were the fancier one, EF Plus.
Plus. Yeah. It's always a plus.
We're the cooler ones.
But apparently we got the better end of the deal.
Yeah, we did. Probably. Actually.
Which to me is kind of fucked because you're paying for the EF Plus.
How much of a difference is the plus? Well,
I don't know, but from what our tour guide told us, apparently it was a coin toss that decided who got like
we got a hotel in Venice rather than a hostel.
Yeah.
And then we got to sleep in most of the mornings.
A better dinner in Switzerland.
Better dinner in Switzerland.
Also, like better planning as a whole.
Yeah.
Well, like it's determined like who gets what between the groups, but I was like, don't they have to pay more than we do? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I would be pretty heated if I paid more and I'm getting the shit end of the stick.
Mm-hmm. Especially hotel to hostel. Like, hostel's cool. Don't get me wrong. I've never stayed in one. It looks
awesome.
I prefer
the hostel. Yeah,
you told me. She saw the hostel. Yeah, she said it was
better. I went the night after and, like, went to their hostel because they had beer pong. And I was like, dang, that would have been much more fun. They had drinks all night.
Could you explain to the people what a hostel is in case they don't know?
Yeah. So, a hostel is basically a form of a hotel, but you're pretty much, like, in a room with other people. So if you're with a group, you can book a room with a group. It's usually bunk beds. or if you're alone, you might be booked with other people. Like me and Jasmine stay in a hostel in San Diego, actually. And it was like us two girls and like two guys randomly in the room. So it just kind of happens that way. But they also like make it where it's like more fun for our age. So there's always bars. There's always like, they always like plan things for you to do.
It's pretty much always cheaper also.
Yeah, it's way cheaper and really geared towards like people our age most of the time.
Like, for example, I'm guessing, okay, so from what I've experienced, actually, a room or a night at a hotel for one night, let's say it's like 120. How much is a hostel? Like $50 for the bed?
Could be even less. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big fan of hostels. They're always, honestly, in my opinion, they've always been way more fun than staying at a hotel. Just because of the events that they put on. I think the first night in Venice, the other group got like a whole live DJ.
What?
And like we just got a hotel. Like, that's all.
See, it does sound a lot warmer than a hotel. Hotel, now that I see the Italy, difference, it's like a little colder.
Yeah, in terms of like wanting to like get to know people, I would have preferred a hostel.
Our Italy hotel had bomb hot chocolate, though.
It was nice.
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, you guys got breakfast in the morning?
Yeah.
Every hotel, we had breakfast included. We had to wake up early as hell, though.
Yeah.
It'd be like that, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my clock was definitely adjusted. I've been waking up at 8 in the morning
ever since
I got home. Are you proud of me?
Yes. See, that's what explains you texted me at 10:30.
Yeah.
I was so appalled. Well, not appalled, but I was very confused.
Yeah, that's not like me.
Now, Venice was the first stop of your guys' trip, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What was the favorite food? What was your guys' favorite food that you guys had?
Cannoli.
Of course.
Oh, here's the cannoli?
Yeah.
I was going to go with the gnocchi, the like lunch we had. You had the lobster pasta. That was
your guys' pasta did look really good. I'm not going
to
lie.
I was about to bring that up. You guys are reading the notes before me. No, I'm kidding. It looked like you ate Mr. Krabs.
Yeah, I had lobster tagliatelle or something like that.
Now, your spread that you had on your post That looked delicious.
It looked good. We had dude, the pizza.
Oh, it was God. Funny because she got it. Jasmine got it. Tyler got it. And then Art goes, what'd you guys all get? Yeah, that. Yeah. <I'm> like,
and it was good, though.
What was it like in Venice? Was it cold? Was it hot?
No, it was great weather.
Yeah, me and Jasmine were in sundresses.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a little gloomy, but like sun was peeking out. It was pretty nice.
Yeah, I just had a t-shirt on. California weather, if you ask me.
Yeah, it really was, honestly. Yeah.
And then, we walked around with a tour guide for a while. She took us to a glass factory. It was pretty cool. I'm not wearing my bracelet, but I have a bracelet that's made from the glass of that factory somewhere over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had our pasta. Delicious. My cannolis. Delicious. Gelato.
Oh, delicious. Yeah. Had some gelato.
What I loved, they ask you, cone or cup, you know, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you get a cup, it's still a cone.
Yeah.
So you still get to eat it.
It was pretty cool.
And I was like, dude, I would get a cup every single time.
Oh, yeah. Like, who needs a cone?
Yeah, who needs a cone if your cup is a cone?
Yeah.
And then we went on gondola. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to. You're in Venice. Yeah,
gondola is the boat rides that you guys see throughout the movies and the media.
The morning.
I was about to bring that up, too. That looked completely fire.
It was so gorgeous.
How long was the boat ride on average?
It was quick.
It was supposed to be 30 minutes, but it felt very short.
Very quick.
It felt like 10, huh? Or like 15?
Yeah. And we only lapped that block. That's all we did.
Oh, you guys, is it like, okay, so the canal, is it in a sense like 2 miles wide, like 2 miles long? Is it like a mile long?
I mean, it's like a city, but like the streets, like the main streets you would see in a city are water.
Yeah, like you would like kind of go through like a bigger like canal and then go through the streets, which is like smaller and only fits like one, two gondolas at a time. Yeah.
There's over 150 in Venice.
How many is that compared to what you saw in Social Mico?
Oh, dude, Social Mico's one river. That's it.
Well, boat-wise.
Oh, boats? It's like cars. There's no cars.
Dude, that's insane. I know, in Italy.
Once you get out of like the river area, it's like mainland.
The island of Venice is only boats.
You will not see a car.
Yeah, and then there's like a main island that they call it the main island. And that's where like cars are allowed. And that's where most of like the tourism like hotels are.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking the other way. I thought at least where you guys were at, there was like micro cars, like super small smart cars.
No.
So no cars at all.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. All their car goes all by boat. Amazon's by boat.
Yeah, they have Amazon boats.
Yeah.
So my logic with that, because people do have like front doors on the water, which is kind of crazy.
That's so
I don't think cool. that maybe if you have an address that's on the water, the Amazon boat will just throw it off. But I think they have like a station where they drop off the packages. And then we saw multiple guys who were carrying like mules of like packages and stuff. So I'm assuming they pick up Amazon packages and then deliver by foot.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was really cool. I think that was my second favorite out of everywhere.
Really?
We stopped. Yeah.
Wow. That was my least.
Yeah. Really? Venice?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my. Yeah. 100%.
Okay. Now I got to ask this. Did it smell there?
No.
Mm-mm. I had heard some.
I think
some
like some cases where it was fishy, but like not too many.
We did see some water peeking up through the sewer.
That was my next question. How much did it peek up?
Only like a puddle.
A little bit.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, but did you see the canal? Like if you're walking by the canals, do you see the water just like starting to go up onto the sidewalk?
No, because there's like sewers like that you would see here, and you can see like one created like a decent sized puddle.
Yeah.
But then that camera has stopped. Oh, then it went back down by the time we came around a second time. So, yeah, I mean, the water didn't really affect it that much. And I've seen videos where it's completely flooded.
Yeah, no, it can get pretty bad sometimes. That's why I was like, not
and then
worried
I think
for you guys.
At the end of the day, there was no water at all.
Yeah, it went back down.
You can see the tide going up and down.
No shit.
Yeah. But I also love with this travel group, they book excursions that you can do. So I'll let you talk about this one because you did it and I didn't. So go ahead.
37 out of 38 people went to wine tasting. The one person who did not was that one over there.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't regret it at all.
No, I know, because we talked about it beforehand.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest on wine, but I'll drink it. Give me a cup, I'll drink it. But you know what?
In Cleveland.
Bro, 37 out of 38, my social anxiety would have just caved.
Yeah.
I
was actually very happy because that window was the only time I had to go get souvenirs.
Oh,
really? I don't think anybody else, unless they got them when we were out.
That one sweater. That was like the only thing I got.
Yeah, unless we got them when we were out doing other stuff. Mm-hmm. There was no other time.
Was that your guys' whole day doing the wine tasting?
That was like the second half of the day. So we did wine tasting at this like family winery. We tasted 5 wines. The Nona made us some homemade pasta, which was actually my favorite dish of the whole trip.
Delicious.
And we had so much fun. The grandpa, who is like the second owner of the winery, he was an old opera singer, so he sang us opera. Reminded me a lot about my grandpa, so I like teared up a little bit. Aww. It was such a sweet moment. Really sweet time. So we had a lot of fun there. And then that night, that's when I went to the hostel and had more fun.
Yeah. But I it's whatever. I mean, I had people after that were like, when they found out I was the only one, they're like, dude, what? Like, and I had another guy before it happened that was like, it's Italy, it's wine. Yeah. And I was like, uh-huh, and?
I know, I was like, I wish I had, like, his glasses of wine. I did not get drunk at all. I needed 10 glasses of wine.
Yeah. As soon as they give you more.
Yeah.
More, leave the bottle.
Pretty much.
And something we saw throughout most of Europe, every bottle you get, every single one,
gosh.
The lids cannot do this. They do not come off.
Yeah.
They are stuck like this.
Yeah, like you really can't.
Oh, so you gotta, like...
Yeah, yeah. Like the amount of times I tried to like yank it off, and I'm like, what the hell? So you don't litter and drop your lid.
Yeah, like it's smart, and I get it, environmental friendly, but it did get annoying. It kept like hitting my nose.
I was about to say, drinking it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So that ended Italy.
Well, I was going to say, didn't you guys visit like a cathedral or some kind of church?
And we passed by some probably.
Yeah, we just like went in one.
Yeah, we're like, ooh, cool.
Yeah, right pretty on. Much.
Then the next morning we moved to Austria,
Salzburg.
Well, before that, we went to the border of Austria and Italy in Vivapene or something like that.
Vivapene.
That's where we went whitewater rafting.
Oh, I can't believe I almost skipped over that.
Dog.
Dude, I was so excited. You had been already prior.
Yes, yeah, that was my second time, but it's been like too long.
Yeah, I had never been. Art had never been. I was stoked. I was like, this is going to be a lot of fun. Art actually wanted to back out of the first two excursions. He ended up doing them both.
Mm-hmm.
The wine one, he was just so dead tired that he's like, I might just skip this, bro. He was telling me, going back to our room, he's like, I'm going to take this nap and we'll see how I feel. Yeah. If I still feel like shit, I'm skipping out. And then he ended up going. And then for the whitewater rafting, he was like, I just don't want to get wet. I might skip out on this. Yeah. Like, dude, just do it. Like, it's going to be fun. It was hella fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that my right ankle is not big, blue, and purple.
Oh, yeah.
There was one part where we went under, like, probably down to here.
Yeah.
And me and her were the front of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to have been her oar.
Yeah.
It smacked my right ankle.
Whoops.
And I was like, oh, something hit the hell out of my ankle.
Oopsie.
And there was another part, too, where... You saw cows.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I saw it on your video, and I was like, I can see myself saying moo.
Yeah. And I completely missed them, because right when she said it, I got bitch slapped by a wave.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, boom. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
It took me out of it. And she actually was not the front of the boat originally.
No, it wasn't.
Originally, it was another guy in our group named Jose. And, dude, he could not hear the guy in the back for the life of him.
Literally,
he's like, all right, this way, this way. And he's going this way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, other way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm doing that. And I'm like, no, you're not.
I'm literally behind him watching him not do it right.
Yeah. And so the guy literally goes, do your ears not work?
Yeah.
And he turns around.
That's how those Italians be.
And he turns around and he goes, yeah, no. And so he's like, okay, then switch. Yeah. And so her and him switch.
So then I got the bitch slapping.
Yeah, damn. I feel like we took a lot of the water for most of the crew. 100%.
We did.
How was it? It was good. You're like, drenched.
We also lost an oar, which I thought was for another boat.
Mm-hmm.
It was for our own boat.
Oh,
had
no.
Had no clue. I rescued it and was like, oh my gosh, what boat is this for?
Yeah. It was Art's. The whole time. I'm like,
literally,
how did...
No clue.
Yeah. I don't know how it got that far ahead.
Yeah.
Holy shit. It was literally like 5 boats ahead. And somehow it was arts.
What?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know. We did not lose anybody on our boat. Nobody fell out.
Thank goodness.
Other boats, two Tylers in our group both fell out. They were both fine. Both made it back alive.
Yep.
And, yeah, that kind of sucked after because, like, yeah, we had a change of clothes, but, like, we didn't get to, like, shower.
Yeah. Like, oh, so
you
all
just
day.
Got that, like, river smell
all
on
day.
You?
Yeah, all day.
Yeah.
All day. Ooh. So it was just a new set of clothes and body river smell.
Yep. Like,
and that's when we made it to Austria. We made it to Innsbruck first.
Yep.
Innsbruck.
Yeah, we experienced our first beer hall there.
Mm-hmm.
That was super pretty fun. Cool. That's where we tried all the, like, nostalgic food, like schnitzel and
strudel.
The steins and strudel and
love me a stein.
Yeah.
Pretzel.
I actually have a souvenir stein. It's up there. I should have brought it down here.
Oh, but no, I almost brought mine.
Yeah, it's showing up there. But yeah, that's where we got our first taste of all that. We didn't really do much. We climbed a tower.
Yeah, the clock tower is cute. It was a really cute town, like super like colorful buildings.
Yeah.
Very walkable.
Oh, no kangaroos?
Mozart lives. Kangaroos. No kangaroos. Yeah. They don't like that. Mozart lives there, was born there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good for him.
Wait, where was that? Was that Salzburg? I think that was Salzburg.
I think it was Salzburg. I'm in Austria. The country.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had these snapback beanies, which were pretty interesting.
Snapback beanie doesn't sound like up my alley at all.
Yeah, I tried one on. She thought it was fine at first. Yeah, Art
and then I looked a little bit.
Art and Jasmine were like, don't. Not the move.
Yeah.
Whatever. I wanted to make a fashion statement.
You should have got it. You should have got it, but don't wear it.
Yeah.
Just have it.
I didn't check how much it was.
Hey, I've done that before. Have you done that? You get something where you're like, I kind
of
like it.
That's like my whole closet. Yeah. I only wear like 10 of my shirts.
That's true.
Now I got to ask, because I did see it in your post.
Mm.
Dude, tell me about that Porsche. What the hell is going on in Austria?
Oh, that was very quick. I just saw a Porsche and I was like, I'll take a picture.
It looked like a whole like Red
Bull. I'm not going to lie, I didn't spend a lot of time on it.
It looked like a whole Red Bull event.
Under the Red Bull thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I thought you guys did like some kind of thing or it was like a pop-up that was there while you were there.
I don't know.
I think there was a pop-up. And probably. That was, like, it just kind of sat there for a while and we're like, okay, let's move on.
Yeah, literally. I was just like, oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Nice car.
Okay, so you were there for the day in Austria?
Yeah, that was one of our stays. We stayed in Salzburg.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the fortress? Was that Salzburg or Innsbruck?
Yeah, Salzburg was the fortress.
So we saw a fortress,
mm-hmm.
and I made it every time. I was like, fortress.
Yeah.
Just because they called it a fortress, I wanted nobody to call it a castle.
I know, I kept calling it a castle.
I was about to disrespect that because that was my next question. Isn't Austria like buttload of castles, right?
Dude, in Europe, there's a buttload of castles.
Yeah. I thought I was seeing one castle, and we saw, like, one a day, at least.
Yeah.
Damn.
And that fortress we were at, they played, like, a simulation of, like, a war.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that was crazy.
It was perfect timing. We just finished being inside, walked out, and then it starts going... We're like... Oh, shit. Yeah. Are we under attack? And a part of me was like, is it real? I hope not. It's kind of badass if it's just like a thing.
Dude, yeah. Hey, chat, so am I dying this?
No.
I still don't think we know what happened.
I feel like they just play it to like simulate war back then. Like, yeah, we're under attack.
They must have, for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got to admit, while we were there, half was like, oh, it's part of the experience. Mm-hmm. And the other half was, oh, shit.
What is going on?
Yeah.
Take cover?
Is there a missile headed this way? Good thing we're at a fortress.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was cool. And literally, there's parts in my video where I'm like, imagine, like, we're just like, hee-hee.
It's like cannonball.
Yeah, literally. But that might have been one of the most epic views I think we had.
It was sick.
Yeah, if you got to the top, it looked like Game of Thrones to me. It looked like the enemy army is coming over the mountains. We're about to take them head on. Dragons are going to be clawing each other's eyes out. Like, that's what it felt like.
Yeah. Beautiful. It was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't really feel like much went on in Austria.
No, that was our nap day.
Was it?
Well, me and Jasmine, we were going to go to the beer hall, but we slept in too much.
That's what it was.
Yep.
I went, excuse me. I'm trying to recover.
Yeah.
He's doing this for you guys.
Yeah. Art and I went to like what I would consider like a legit beer hall. Mm-hmm. So you grab steins and you wash them out like in this like community fountain thing.
Kind of cool, kind of nasty. Love it.
Yeah. And so you put, I did mine like three times. I was like, And then you pay €7 to fill it up. And you go to this big ass, like Hogwarts looking beer hall. And I was like, this is badass.
Do you pour the beer yourself or do they bring them all?
No, you take it to a guy and then he just fills it up for you. Dope. And I was like, dude, if I lived here, I'd be here with the homies every weekend. Yeah. Like
tons of beers, I'm guessing. Like over 20.
Well, if you just do the Stein thing, they just fill it up with whatever's in the big ass keg. Oh. But I did see like options. So I'm guessing like if you just want like something else, you could. But the beer honestly was fine. Literally everywhere. Like, I didn't ask for specific beers. So I was like, just give me the beer.
Mm-hmm. Did it all kind of taste the same out there?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Right on. What would you compare to their beer to here? It'd be like an 805, like a Modelo Negra?
No.
Oh,
no.
Not a Modelo.
I don't even know.
I'm Blue Moon? I'm a Hefeweizen person, so I was all up my alley. They have a lot of, like, wheat beers.
Yeah, wheat, blonde.
Yeah, like, a lot of lagers, so.
A lot of dark beers, too, right?
They have some stouts. We didn't. Jasmine got a stout in Austria, but most of the time it was like a lager or a wheat beer of some sort.
Right on.
Yeah. But I loved that experience at the beer house, and then I think we took off the next morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Munich Day.
Yeah, and then it was off to Oktoberfest.
Ooh. One word.
Prost. Prost. That's cheers in German. Mm-hmm. And the first day we got there was kind of like a. Let me show you day. So our tour guide, Georgia, by the way, great tour guide. Mm-hmm. She took us to Oktoberfest, kind of like explain how the day is going to work tomorrow. She's like, okay, this is the place we have reserved. This is all the other beer houses. Like they're giant tents for just beer. That's it, basically.
Gotta love it.
It's basically like OC Fair on steroids.
Yeah.
I did not think it looked like a fairground at all, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I thought in my brain it was going to be like hay all over the ground. like big wooden beer houses. Like, that's what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But it legit, if you don't go on the side of the beer houses, it just looks like the OC Fair. Mm-hmm. There's lots of carnival rides and lots of food stands and stuff like that.
Well, those are the swings that you guys were all riding, right?
Yeah, I rode the swings. Mm. He semi-rode the Ferris wheel.
So, yeah, we went through our practice day, and then we went back home, and then it was time for the real deal. Threw on the lederhosen, the drindles.
Hell yeah.
We had a reservation in, I don't even remember what it's called, Schlitten?
Oh, I got it right here. The Schottenhammer Spottenbrau.
Why do you have it?
That one.
Because I love saying German things.
Way to be prepared. Okay.
Schottenhammer Spottenbrau.
We were supposed to start at 12. They let us in early, and we started at 11:30, and we went all the way to 3:30.
Yeah, 4 hours of drinking.
Just straight drinking, just don't.
I had five and a half.
Five and a half steins?
Yep.
I think I had three.
I was about to say, is it Stein the biggest, or is there, there's a boot, right?
It's a liter.
Four of them were free.
That's what we love to hear, man.
So everybody in our group got two free beers, and so I used my two free ones. And then me and the homie Christian, this is either a big no-no or a big party.
Yeah.
You decide. If you get up on the table and you chug your beer, if you complete it, you're going to get cheered to the heavens. If you don't, you're going to get booed very, very badly and potentially kicked out.
Yeah.
Even if you complete it, you still might get kicked out.
No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. I was about to say, I saw the video of you doing it with Chris.
Yeah, and then our tour guide came over right after, and she was like, if you're going to do that, let me know. And I was like, why?
Yeah, because they might come by.
Yeah.
They're going to come back and kick you out.
So I was like, oh, shit, I forgot about that. After I did that, this other group of girls in our group gave me one for doing it. So that was another free one.
Right on.
And I was like, all right, sick. And then our table convinced Georgia to give me and Christian another free one. So that was four free ones. Yeah. And I was like, dude, I only paid for one. Hell yeah. And I had five. And I had like a bratwurst for food there. You had ox?
Yeah, it was like an oxtail meal and like some cold potatoes.
Ooh, wasn't that like super, super tasty?
It was good. It was like kind of like meatloafy.
Yeah.
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 Pretty good.
Qué rico.
Yeah. And I got a giant pretzel.
Mm. Oh, yeah. The giant pretzels.
One of you guys got it. Was it the hot dog or the
bratwurst?
Bratwurst that you guys ate?
Bratwurst.
Bratwurst. Better than what we have here?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Better than the Costco hot dog?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. 100%.
That thing looked burnt, though.
The beer's better there, too.
Oh, also. The beer went down so smooth.
Apparently, from what I was told, two steins is a six-pack here.
Yeah.
So, in my calculations, I had 18 beers here.
Beautiful. We
love like, that. I can't even imagine drinking 18 cans.
I had 15.
See, because you give us the 18 cans, and we're going to look at it like, how many steins did you have?
I think I had like 9 beers, which is actually not that bad for me.
Like, I just can't imagine 18 back home.
Yeah.
No.
And they're again, like 6% beers, too.
Open it. Open
oh, yeah.
It, open
they're 6%. Yeah. The steins.
That's not, I mean, that's pretty strong.
It's stronger yeah, than it's here. A little bit, but
isn't here like 3 or like 4? Like 2, maybe?
Yeah.
So. Shit, you guys were partying up.
Well, our time ended. We moved on to another beer house. And Austin was starting to lose it a little bit.
Yeah. He was feeling it, Mr. Krabs.
Actually, before that, we went on a Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, what happened on the Ferris wheel?
I was surviving.
I wasn't on it. I thought that was a dumb idea.
Okay, was the Ferris wheel like the Disneyland as we know, where it like swings back and forth?
No.
No, it's just like a giant kind of London Eye looking.
Yeah.
But still, the act of going up, the inertia of like going up.
Yeah, yeah. But it didn't swing.
Dude, you must have been like,
yeah, I was just like,
he was dry heaving from what I've been told.
I was just like, where's the group going? And yeah.
I stayed and drank cocktails.
Somehow to not let it out on on there. Then we went to the next beer house. I was like, dude, I'm not going to make it. So this is where the night started to go like down big time, honestly.
No.
So Art's like, come with me to the restroom. Okay. I'm like, all right, we'll make it. So I made it to the big doors. That's where I threw up for the first time. I did not make it to the restroom.
Oh.
Threw up right there on the floor. I was just, bleh. I'm like, okay, we're going to make it to the bathroom. I make it probably like 10 steps farther, right in my hand.
Happens sometimes.
Dude, you know what? I'm right there with your brother. That happened to me in Puerto Rico. That happened to me in Tulum.
Dude, I literally carried it until I saw a trash can. Oh, God. I literally was just like, oh, thank God. I just threw it in there. Then I went in the bathroom, just washed my hands good, like took a nice piss, and I was like, all right. And honestly, it felt like a reset button. I was like,
yeah, he was like weirdly better after that.
Yeah, even they were like, I remember Cheyenne and Jasmine saying, yeah, that was like the best recovery I've ever seen.
Yeah. It was the craziest 360, to be honest. Yeah.
Bro ate a sensu bean.
Yeah, I felt great after. Like, I could have done 5 more. I'm not going to lie. And then even that night, I went to go eat McDonald's with them down in our lobby. Like, I was chilling.
Yeah.
Like, that throw up was just like, it's like they say, just let it out.
You need it.
You got to let it out and you'll feel better.
Mm-hmm. Let it out, 10 minutes of Zen, and then go back at it.
So, yeah, I made it back to our table. Reminder, I was probably the drunkest out of everybody at this point. Art was not at our table. I'm like, where's this guy Art?
I think that was my fault.
Why?
Was that his story and like his post about him meeting new people?
Oh, that was later.
That's later.
But yeah. Oh. But no, he came out of the bathroom and I was like, where the heck's Austin? Like, I'm like, you need to be a buddy here. Like,
yeah.
Be a friend. Go find your friends. Like,
not him leaving you in another country.
Well, I came out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's Art? I was like, well, I know where our table is.
I feel like when I sent him back, he got lost.
Probably.
That's what I think happened.
Yeah. Because I walked out. I'm like, where's Art? Whatever. I know where our table is. I made it back to our table. No problem. And then I'm like, dude, where is this guy? So I'm like texting him like, dude, where are you? And he's like, dude, I went to our table. Nobody's there. I'm like, that's crazy because I'm at our table and everyone's here. I was like, if my drunk ass found our table, how can you not find our table? 4 hours go by.
Yep. And at that point, it started raining and we said, we need to leave.
Yeah. Oh. Started to, I wouldn't say pour, but it did start to rain. And I was like, dude, everyone's starting to like, the tension is building. Yeah. Like, everyone's like, okay, beer, rain, I feel uncomfortable. Yeah. And then nobody like stuck together. Like everybody split into like twos.
Hey, what we had hell? To take Ubers. You got to split up.
And so
that's true.
I wound up with Jasmine and our friends Christian and Emily. And I'm like, okay, I'm still determined to find Art. And I'm like, okay, Art, you were with me yesterday on our like test day. Our tour guide said this is the meeting point. If we ever need to find each other, go to the
Christian
Lion.
Christian was gone. You were with Christian?
Yeah. Up until a certain point.
Okay.
I was like, and what? Then, so I'm like, Art, go to the Lion. And he's like, I'm at the Lion. And I'm like, no, you're fucking not, because I'm at the Lion. And then I see him a distance away. And I'm like, yeah, you're not at the Lion. And I hang up and I go get him. And I'm like, this is the Lion. You're not at it. So I finally get him. And I'm like, dude, how? What happened? And he's just like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, all right, look, I've had my fun. I think I experienced it right. It's raining. I'm uncomfortable. I think it's time to go back to the hotel. And he goes, I've only had two. By the way, we've been there since 11. And
he definitely did not have two.
And it is 8 o'clock. And he's like, I've only had two. I still haven't done Oktoberfest. And I'm like, oh, guess what? I'm going home. And Emily wanted to go home as well. Art did not. Christian did not. I was like, dude, I don't care. Emily, you want to go back? I will take us back. Mm-hmm. And it just got to the point of like, whatever, do your own thing. And then he went on his way and Christian was going to go with us. And then apparently he turned around and was like, nah, and met up with Art again. And I was made it back to the hotel and our tour guide gave us all the directions on how to get back with the subway. I said, dude, I am too like annoyed right now to even try. I'm taking an Uber.
Yeah, like, I think we all did that.
Yeah. So made it back and like half the tour group that knows me and Art are homies are like, bro, was your homie? Mm-hmm. You just leave him? And I'm like, he didn't want to come back. I'm not going to deal with
it. Should have hit him with a grown ass man.
Yeah, he'll be right. He was one of the oldest on the group. He'll find his way.
True. He's wise.
Although I know he is terrible with the subway system. Hey, you're learning though. Art, you're learning though. we got you some experience points in Tokyo. But yeah, he ended up Ubering back as well.
I don't think anyone's gonna try and put up with the subway system if you're sloshed coming off of Oktoberfest
and drenched in rain
and wet.
Yeah,
there's no way.
No thanks.
Yeah. So were you guys there for a total of 2 days in Munich?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that was like the only experience we did was Oktoberfest. That was the experience of the trip.
That's exactly why we're there.
You guys also saw two castles in Munich?
We went the
next day.
Or
was it just like a lookout?
That was like transferring to Switzerland.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was Neuschwanstein.
Neuschwanstein.
So that's what you saw, the Hogwarts castle?
No. Alan said that too. So it's the inspiration for our Disneyland castle.
Yes.
It looks like Hogwarts.
No, yeah. Sleeping Beauty.
Alan swiped up on my story and he said, Hogwarts castle? And I'm like, no, Disney castle.
And he has a Disney pass.
He does.
I'm so disappointed.
Yeah. So no, it is the inspiration for the one here in California. Mm-hmm. Right on. Walt Disney saw it and he was like, that.
Yep.
I want that.
Let's bring that.
Yeah.
But it's pink.
Yeah. And King Louis, the one who wanted that castle, had that castle made.
No, King Ludwig.
Ludwig.
Yeah, Ludwig II. I was about to say
Louis.
Yeah, he had it commissioned, and then he was found in a river nearby, drowned.
Yep.
Yeah.
With a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Him and the psychiatrist bit the bullet.
Together, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
A mystery.
Yeah. They say it was suicide. I highly doubt that.
Sounds like whoever built the castle was like, yo, this is sick. I want it now.
They could have been.
That was his vacation castle, actually.
Yeah,
it wasn't even like the castle for him to live at. It was the one to get him away from being a king.
Yeah. He didn't even want to be king, so they thought he was psycho. I'm not even kidding.
What?
Yeah. They're like, you don't want to be king? You must be mental.
Are you crazy?
They called him the Mad King.
Yeah.
The Mad King.
And so that was a great view. The bridge where you can see the castle. I think you need to shut it down for a week and do some refurbishment because those planks are It was fine, but like...
Okay, thick-ass wooden planks.
Yes.
Across the bridge.
But I don't prefer stepping onto a bridge that goes like...
It's historical, bro. Can't touch it.
I wonder if they bungee jump off of it.
Oh, no, that's going to break off.
I would not be. I already don't like the thought of bungee jumping alone.
Like, sure. Let alone off that bridge.
Yeah, off that bridge is a whole different story. And yeah, that castle is a dope view to go see. And that took us to Liechtenstein, which is a top 10 smallest country. And when I looked that up, I started to wonder if you even knew this. Did you know Monaco is one of the smallest countries ever?
Yep.
Ooh.
Do you know what number it is?
I don't know. I'm going to guess it's probably like 2 or 3 just because I'm not even kidding, Shy. When I was there, I walked into Monaco without even realizing it.
Yeah.
The only way you know is if you look up and see the red and white banners of the King of Monaco. Yada, yada, yada.
So it's Vatican City.
Damn. Yeah.
And then it's Monaco.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
I literally looked it up to see where Liechtenstein was. And I was like, oh, Liechtenstein's number 6. And then I was like, wait, Monaco's number 2? Mobo just went to Monaco. How did he not bring up that he went to a top 10 smallest country?
I didn't even know it was a top 10 smallest country. I just knew it was tiny as hell.
Yeah, number 2.
I think like the wideness or like, yeah, the length of the country, I think it was like 2 or 3 kilometers.
Number 2 in the world. Nothing. And so, yeah, we stopped there very quickly, like 45 minutes.
Yeah. Wow.
She was really like, go see Liechtenstein, but be back in like 40 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. So we didn't do much. Yeah. But we were in it.
Yeah, I just had food. Okay. That's all I did. I got food and souvenirs to say I was in Liechtenstein. And then we got back on the bus, made it to
Lucerne.
Yes, Lucerne. Mm-hmm. And then we saw one of the oldest, like, passenger bridges of all time.
Yeah, it was like the oldest wooden bridge, like oldest standing wooden bridge.
Was it still working or just standing?
Yeah, no, yeah, we were able to like walk through it. Apparently it caught on fire, but they were able to battle it, so it never went down.
Wow. That's where we had fondue in Switzerland.
Cheese fondue.
And by the way, the Padres just secured game 3.
Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen, Padres are up 2-1. Best of 5.
Heck yes.
I had my eyes on the TV this whole time.
Oh, I know. I know. As soon as I saw the 3 outs about to happen, I was like,
I kept like.
I know. I kept looking up. I'm like,
we're all locked in, guys.
I kept peeking. I kept seeing 9, 9th inning. Okay. 2 outs. Can we come on? Okay. Let's go. Anyways. Yes. Yeah. We had fondue.
Yeah.
Cheese and chocolate.
Cheese and chocolate. Those. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. 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 And I found out later this was the group we happened to be there at the same time as, but we weren't eating with, found out that one of the girls was like, wait, but I don't eat cheese, after the cheese was brought. I was like, do you know what fondue is?
Why are we getting fondue?
Why does she not like understand that it's fondue? Or cheese is fondue, not fondant. It's fondue.
But it was good as hell. I think that might have been the first time I've ever had fondue.
It was good.
Yeah. It was very good.
Yeah.
The cheese is my favorite over the chocolate. I'd prefer that.
I would eat more of the cheese, yeah.
Was it like a white cheese? Was it like a stinky cheese?
It was herbal.
Yeah, we had like an herbal cheese, so it had like herbs.
And the other one started with an M.
And then it was like a Monte.
Oh, Munster?
And he had like Gruyere. Gruyere is like their top cheese.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, Gruyere.
So that was very good. And we got Swiss Army knives. Oh, mine's actually right here.
I didn't bring mine.
A Swiss Army knife from Switzerland.
Yeah.
Real.
Engraved with my initials.
Mm-hmm. AMK. I thought it was Amtrak.
No.
Dude, so sick.
So yeah. Everybody got to do one of those.
So how many functions is in this?
We got to choose. I got the
wine opener.
Mountaineer.
Oh, I got that one too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Can you open it up? I don't know how to
open it. It has a knife, a wine opener. It's got a lot of stuff.
Oh, wow. Knife.
Yeah. So it's got a knife.
Yeah.
And just for those viewers, do not bring that onto a plane.
No.
We
had to check these bad boys
in. Yeah, we had
or
to check
boat.
That.
Why can't I
like a cruise out? Ship?
Yeah, no, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Can't get the corkscrew out.
Yeah, it's tough to get the objects out.
Wine.
Yeah.
There's a message on there.
Oh, yeah, the camera
needs
to be recorded again. But yeah, we made our stop over there, got our Swiss knives. And you also, by the way, pretty much anywhere you see a fountain in Europe, can drink out of it.
Yes.
If you didn't know that.
It's actually delicious.
Yeah, it's like crystal clear water.
Any fountain.
Yeah, pretty much.
They'll
literally have them on the sidewalk. Don't get it from the puddle that it's spitting into.
Yeah, no.
Get it from the fresh, like, spew.
Yeah, when you see a lion's head vomiting, that's good water.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, made it to Switzerland, did Lucerne very quickly, which sucked for me because whenever we made these quick stops, we weren't allowed to go get our bags from under the bus.
Yeah.
So I just had to wear a t-shirt and it was pouring rain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and damn.
I wasn't even cold. I was just wet. Yeah. I was like, I hate being
still
wet.
Uncomfortable.
That's
though.
When we yeah. saw the lion thing too.
Yes.
That was cool.
Yeah, a lion, giant lion carved into a rock.
Yeah.
Like imagine.
Like a monument.
Yeah. Imagine Mount Rushmore. But a lion.
Yeah.
Damn.
Sick.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not as big, but still epic and awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I'd take a lion over four heads.
Yeah.
Me too. I got to say this. Every picture that I saw of you guys in Switzerland legit looked like you guys were just walking through, like, a Windows screensaver.
It looked like
it was absolutely insane. Now, I want to take a quote. A quote that Mrs. Cheyenne here. Well, Miss Cheyenne.
Hi.
She said, wherever... Where every view is a postcard-worthy moment.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, I think Switzerland was easily all of our favorite stop in the whole mm-hmm. trip.
It was so sick. Yeah.
I got to ask, though. Titlis.
Yeah.
Oh, Mount Titties?
Yeah. Titties.
Titties.
I love titties.
That's what we like to call you.
Yeah.
Well, I love some titties, so tell me all about titties.
So that's part of the Swiss Alps, which mm-hmm. I till
it
this day I
in
think
a
is...
the town of Engelberg.
So yeah. technically you guys were on the Alps.
Yes.
Yeah. No, not technically. We were.
We're in the Swiss Alps.
Damn.
It's like she said. So at the bottom was the town of Engelberg, which is where we stayed.
Okay.
And then the gondolas take you up to Mount Titties, Mount Titlis,
yeah.
which is in the Swiss Alps, which is dope. Every time I say it, I'm like, we were in the Swiss Alps.
Yeah,
which
sick
is,
as heck.
So you got to say it. You got to
sick as hell.
Like, yeah.
You don't think I bring up Monaco randomly?
The best day ever.
Yeah. And we made it all the way up. First thing we did was like go to this viewing platform, which we got a brief good view of because there was a lot of cloud, a lot of fog that was mm-hmm. blocking the peaks. But in that rare instance where we could see the peaks, it was dope. And then Christian, who is in a relationship with Emily, comes over to me and he goes, hey, can you film this on your good camera? And I'm like, oh, what are you going to do? And so he walks over, he makes a turn to me, and I'm like, oh, okay, he's doing it. He just, you know, grabs her hands, gives the whole, you know, we've been dating for this long, I love, blah, blah, I love you, blah, blah, blah. And then he gets down on knee, and I'm like, oh, shit, here we go.
It was happening.
Here we go.
Oh, my God, it's happening.
Yeah, literally.
I sobbed. And I was sobbing.
How long have they been together?
2 years.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And our group. You know, there wasn't obviously them was like, she took a minute to like,
she did. I was
respond.
Like, girl, come on.
Dude, no.
I'm like, is she going to say yes? Like,
yeah.
Come on.
You like, you move the camera. You can say yeah.
But yeah, she did say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something they had talked about and been planning for a while. They had gone like ring shopping to, you know, what does she want and all that.
Prettiest ring ever.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
He made a. When did he tell you?
He told us like a few days before and he was like, I think I'm going to do it this trip.
Yeah.
But he never told us like when. And then like kind of forgot about it for a little bit. And then right as soon as he took her hands, I was like, oh, it's happening. Pull out my phone, started crying. It was gorgeous, beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So happy.
Like, I don't think I know anybody that has a better proposal that I personally know in my life. You can't beat the Swiss Alps.
Literally. And the sun was peeking out. It was gorgeous. You could see the glaciers behind them.
I think the only thing that might be better is to propose in space. But, I mean.
Space.
That's probably going to be the best thing you're going to get. I mean, the Alps. Are you kidding me?
I'm trying to think of all my engaged / married friends. I don't know where Taylor did it, if I'm being honest.
I think he did it at the, like, his middle school or something.
Oh, at a park. He did do
it
at
a park.
Park,
yeah.
I was about to say a middle school.
No, it was
a
park.
It was like where they kind of met.
Bobby did it on PCH.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like he would do it in the middle of Harbor House or like as soon as you get into Harbor House?
That I could have seen that.
It was somewhere that meant something to them. I remember him saying that. But I mean, like, dude, I think Swiss Alps and then everybody else.
Like I said, I think space can only beat it.
Or, you know, another epic view.
Yeah.
Maybe like, I don't know, Pompeii.
Yeah, Pompeii.
In the volcano, dude?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of epic locations.
Okay. How about, Bora Bora, right? Where, like,
that'd be a good
like
one. A tropical beach.
Cutesy.
That's fucking hard.
That could be up there. Not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just want fireworks involved for my.
Oh, dude. Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year.
That'd be crazy.
China?
In China.
Wow.
Okay.
now.
I don't know what part of China, but China.
Fine China.
Fine China.
And then that was like the first part on the mountain.
That was like right so in the morning.
Yeah. So we had like a whole day still. Damn. So only like three other people in our group were up there to experience that. So nobody else knew. So wow. The whole rest of the time we're like going, we did this like glacier cave where we were inside a glacier.
Oh, is that the tunnel? Sick.
Yeah, like in?
Yeah. So that was that was inside a glacier. That was pretty badass.
It was really damn. Cool.
Then we did a suspension bridge, which was really dope.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Great views up there. That's all the like Windows desktop pictures you saw.
Yep.
And then we had food.
Yes.
What do the Swiss people eat in the Alps?
Yeah, we got lunch.
I had a pizza.
Yeah, we went to like a cafeteria. I got blah first.
My logic was, you know, mm-hmm. Swiss cheese, pizza, maybe be really good. Yeah, it was like cafeteria pizza.
Mm. I had a hot chocolate and a Prosecco.
Oh, I did have hot chocolate.
Prosecco.
That shit was so good. And then after that, we went all the way back down.
Halfway down.
Because Georgia, our tour guide, told us there's a nice lake that we should all go check out. And the adventure that we went on.
Best day ever.
Like, you know, normal people just have a walk around the lake. Nah, we turned this walk around the lake into like the best way to end the trip.
Yeah. Like, so many side quests.
Yeah. We got on these like very, very, very sketchy boats.
Yeah.
You just step in these boats and they want to go wee.
Yeah. Like, you were like free to row on them too in the lake if you wanted to.
Oh, shit. Literally said, take the boat at your own risk.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
And, oh, battery died on my camera.
Damn. So how was the rest of Swiss for you?
Well, getting into that day, so I saw that there was a waterfall by the lake, and anytime I see waterfall, I'm down to go explore. So we decided to kind of start going around the lake. They said it was going to be like a 55-minute walk around to get the...
That's a big-ass lake.
The entire lake would be like 55 minutes. We took way longer than 55 minutes. As we're walking, we literally, like, it is fog. You can't see anything. It is so cloudy. And it literally just looks like the creepiest, scary movie you could think of. And you just see, like, a silver slide in the distance.
It straight up gave Crystal Lake from, like, Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Dude, that must have been so sick to see, though.
Yeah. So we approached the silver slide. I went down it because I took one for the team.
Not going to lie. I think we all thought it was going to be, like, Boston Cop. Have you seen the video of the Boston Cop where he zooms down the aluminum slide? Yeah.
No, but I've seen a bunch of memes and like videos of people like that on those.
That's
silver
what
slides.
We thought it was gonna be,
dude.
Like.
Those are like deadly as shit.
Yeah, it was
not this one.
Don't tell me you were.
No,
I literally went skirt. I was already wet from the boat, so it like did not help.
That probably would have helped.
No, you it just think. Like caught on my jeans.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, no.
Damn.
Yeah, I didn't even put it in the video because it was so like anticlimactic.
Yeah,
I was just like,
go, Shy, go.
But, literally.
There was also a zip line there, which was really dope. A lot of us had fun on that, zooming back and forth. Mm-hmm. And we kept our walk going. There was like a little restaurant bar kind of thing.
Picked up some beers there.
Then we had this one stop where this girl, Brianna, in our group was like, there's a path over there. And I'm like, all right, yeah. So she goes up by herself, just goes. Then like three other people follow her. And we're like, well, are we going that way? And she's like yelling the waterfalls that way. She's like, I hear the current. I hear the waterfall. And we're like, okay. And like they all go and no one tells us. Mm-hmm. They're all on the other side of this mountain. And so we're like, well, okay. And I'm like, all right, I'll go up and I will relay the word since nobody else did. So I go up and I look over and they're all in this valley like running. And I'm like, what's the deal? And it's over here. I'm like, okay, well, they all say it's over there, but since I have eyes, you guys go that way because that path is just going to take you there anyway.
Yeah.
Don't climb this. There's no point. And so we do that, and then they gave up. They're like, whatever. And so they all turn around. We get back on the path where we originally were. And I did this challenge throughout the entire trip where I wanted to play catch in every country for a part of the video. And I was like, oh, let's complete it here in front of the lake. The sky was opening up.
Yeah,
we could really see
so
the lake.
Pretty.
It was the best view finally, and so we complete it. But then one of our tour group friends is like, throw it to me now. And he has no glove. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to laser it, but like I'll float it.
Yeah.
I float one to him, bounces, goes off his chest. I'm like, all right. And then he throws it back and he's like, yeah, we're playing catch. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, like we're playing catch now. And so I take it again. This one hits him, no bounce, straight on. And he drops this one and it goes barreling down the mountain.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, brother. And I'm like, whatever. We have so many baseballs back home. He didn't give a fuck. He was like, no, I got it. He goes all the way down, takes off his pants, and gets in the Swiss Alps lake.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're like, dude, your legs have to be freezing. And he's like, no, I'm good. I'm warm. I believe him. He wasn't shaking.
He looked like he was chilling.
Yeah.
I was like, I kind of want to go down there now.
Yeah. And he got the ball.
Damn.
Bought him a beer later that night. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, the end of that night was the perfect end to that trip.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
A great night at the bar. Great night with all the homies.
I was about to say, was that the little club that you guys had fun
at? It was a bar in the hostel. Coolest thing ever.
Oh, dope.
We knew the bartender by the second night. He was super fun.
She did.
Yes, I did. We may have made really good friends with one of the bartenders who gave us free shots all night. So we had a really good time for last night.
Yeah.
Love it.
I like that night.
Yeah. So tell me, how was the morning after? Was it a long day traveling?
I felt fine.
I thought I was going to miss the bus, to be honest. But
I was on the bus. I'm like, where's Cheyenne and Jasmine?
My roommate thought we were on the 9 a.m. I was like, what the heck? Was nobody going to come check for us?
Yeah. And some of the people, because we were on the 7 a.m., some of the 9 a.m.s came down to like say goodbye. I was like, you guys are some good people. I would have been in the bed like, see ya.
Yeah.
Like, safe travels. Yeah. Like, I'm not getting up. Like, I still got 2 more hours.
I'm rested.
Exactly. But yeah, overall, it was a great, fantastic, fun trip. Brought home a ton of souvenirs, fun memories.
Yeah.
And yeah, we had to dress up for the occasion for the episode.
Heck yes.
All right, guys.
Get used out of this.
Yeah.
I got one more question for you guys.
Sure.
Move to, wouldn't go back, born in.
Ooh, good one.
What countries out of these four would you choose for what?
I would move to Switzerland. Mm-hmm. It was such a nice, like, I'd move there later in life. Mm-hmm. It was definitely so peaceful, slow, nice, cool weather.
Very quiet.
Quiet, beautiful scenery, greenery everywhere you look. If you want to go up to the top of the Swiss Alps, you can. So that was move to. What were the other ones?
Move to, born in, and then wouldn't go to again.
Born in. Born in Germany. Germany had a lot of history, a lot of cool architecture, and then would never go to again. Honestly, just because there wasn't much like there and there wasn't much like to go see. For me, it's Austria.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, it's cool that we got to check off Austria, but like, we didn't really do much. Like,
I was going to say, on the way that you made the itinerary sound, it sounded like it was just kind of like almost like a pit stop. It's kind of on the way. We'll just stop here.
It's weird because it wasn't, because it was like one of the destinations. It was Italy, Austria, Germany, Switzerland. But like, I just feel like there was no like wow moment in Austria. And I had wow moments in all the other ones.
All right.
I have a different answer.
Yeah, I knew she would.
Yeah.
What we got?
So I would move to Munich, Germany.
Yes.
Especially like now, I could definitely like see myself going like next year. Like, it's just very livable, the most like city-like.
Yeah.
I have an office there, apparently, like an accounting office.
Well,
like,
there you
I
go.
Literally could
what?
Go there. So there's like opportunities there, yeah. And it's also fun and cultural, and there's like just so much to see. So definitely would love to move to Germany. Never go back, personally, Venice. I liked it. I'm so glad I get to say, like, I went. I got to go on a gondola before it sinks. But out of, like, the Italian, like, cities, like, that's the one that I wouldn't go back to. Like, I'd probably go back to, like, Rome again, or I would go and, like, try to visit, like, Florence or Sicily before I ever went back to Venice. It was just, like, a little too bougie for me.
Is it one of those spots where you feel like if you hit it, you hit it? If not,
yeah, like, matter. I did and I'm done. Type of thing. So I'm good now. And then I would say born in would be like Switzerland. I think you would have such a good life, like being from like Switzerland, I mean, I am Swiss, but like just seeing like the kids actually playing in the playgrounds and stuff, there's playgrounds galore. Like honestly, like best place to be born in, I think. And like,
oh,
just like the health aspects too, like I think it's so much cheaper like for healthcare there too. So,
speaking of playgrounds, the playgrounds in Switzerland, especially around that lake, I swear they're designed to injure your children.
Well, same thing back home. I don't know about you guys growing up, but my playground had like the gnarliest fucking wood chips you could even imagine.
That's the least of the problem.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
At least the playgrounds here, there is a ladder with bars and steps to
they
go up.
They don't believe in ladders.
Like, dude,
so is it just a step to jump onto?
What? One of the ways to go up, I'll show you in the video. One of the ways to go up was just straight a log.
Like, yeah.
Like no bars, no steps. Like,
oh, just balance yourself all the way up.
And then to get onto the slide, I had to like kind of like ninja around.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't like an easy path up. Yeah. I was looking at it. I was like, how do you get up this?
Yeah, dude, they want to make you work for it. Why are you taking so long?
Yeah, for real. They really do want to put you through hell to get on the simplest of platforms. But yeah, overall, a very fun trip. I cannot wait for the next one, whatever it'll be. I know we're thinking of...
I know which one.
Oh, Greek islands?
Heck yeah. Yeah.
Greek islands.
Wow. We really want to do a trip with our tour guide again. Our tour guide was great.
Mm-hmm.
And she told us she's trying to get Greek islands for September next year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if she secures it, she's going to let us know. That's a possibility. I know me and Art have been talking about Iceland, Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Those are both ones I would love to do. I'd want to see the Northern Lights, do a safari.
Africa would be crazy.
Yeah.
That would be 100% out of your element.
Yeah.
Like legit, because everywhere you've been to, there's been that city aspect or like, you know, like, oh, this is kind of homie here, I'm homie there. No, over there, for sure you'd get culture shock. I think I got to go there.
Yeah. I mean, every time I travel, I get culture shock. Like I said, this time it was with the lids and like how they just refuse to come off no matter like, we don't have that. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the more I travel internationally, the more I'm like, you know, maybe it's time to get out of America.
100%.
Yeah. Be like that, brother.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
Be like I'll say this. For the younger generation like us, guessing I'm going to say early 20, okay, 20 to 30, it is more realistic to live somewhere else, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you move from your own city to somewhere cheaper, like Cali to anywhere else, to be honest, besides New York. Just how people, even I know people are going back to Mexico because they've already paid off the land that they're building their house on, and they're building their house. So it's like, don't be afraid to try something completely different. It works out for some people. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. I just need like a path first, and then we'll figure out where we're moving.
No, do it now. Do it right now.
Right now.
Get a globe, throw a dart at it. Wherever you land, you go.
If we get somebody to spend a life with, then we'll do it. That's the goal.
That is part of it.
I don't want to pick up everything and have to start over.
Or you can find somebody there.
That's true.
That's my goal.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody, for watching this episode of Off the Field Podcast.
Thank you, Chartreuse Cheyenne, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Super fun.
Yeah, I want to make that clear. We always dance around it. Her name is Cheyenne.
Yes. Cheyenne.
Cheyenne.
La Cheyenne.
Just unfortunate that she ended up with Chartreuse. It's softball. Should be Cheyenne. It is Cheyenne. So when we say Cheyenne, we're saying her real name.
Spelled with an A.
Yeah. Our audio goes up 7 a.m. Thursdays on Spotify and Apple.
Ladies and gentlemen, the video hits Friday, 7 a.m. So make sure you have the notification bell on. Like, comment, subscribe. Share it to everybody you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be here for 88.
88, baby.
Heck yeah.